A home at Aruna has been destroyed by fire. The blaze broke out inside the brick home on Tarver Street just before 8:30 on Saturday night, with multiple fire crews battling it and dampening down hot spots for several hours. No one was home at the time. An investigation is now underway to determine the cause of the fire. Noosa Mayor Claire Stewart will run in next year's state election for the LNP. Ms Stewart, who was elected as Noosa's first female mayor in 2020, was officially endorsed as the party's candidate for the seat of Noosa at a meeting over the weekend. She says her time as mayor has given her unique insight into the pressures the region is facing.
For the last 4 years, I have been mayor of the wonderful Noosa Shire, and I will continue on in that role until the local government elections next year. But it has become increasingly obvious over the last number of years where we are falling down, that our state needs real, tangible, deliverable outcomes.
The nomination will see Ms Stewart go up against independent Noosa MP Sandy Bolton, while Deputy Mayor Frank Wilkie announced he'll run for mayor at next March's local government elections. The new park and ride facility and bus interchange at Landsborough is open. It has space for an additional 300 cars on the eastern side of the station, along with the new bus interchange. The works form part of stage one of the Beerbarum to Nambour rail upgrade. Also making news, a number of campsites on Garee, formerly Fraser Island, have been closed by Parks and Wildlife officers due to an increased number of dingo attacks in recent months, including two separate attacks on Thursday last week. The Department of Environment and Science says the closure of three beach camping sites is necessary to reduce negative dingo interactions and allow for ongoing monitoring and dingo management. And a big award for a private school on the Sunshine Coast. Matthew Flinders Anglican College at Budrum has been named the most outstanding non-government primary school in Australia in the 2023 Australian Education Awards, recognising excellence in education.